This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Kevela is a staunchly Catholic German town that lies on the border with the Netherlands. But every year it plays host to one of the largest Tamil pilgrimages outside Sri Lanka. This weekend, Joanna Impey joined the thousands of pilgrims on their journey.
The sound of chanting reverberates over loudspeakers across the main square in the German town of Kevela. Turn the corner behind the church and you see where the sound is coming from. Hundreds of people have congregated for an open-air mass. These pilgrims are some of the thousands of Sri Lankan Tamils who came to Germany and Europe as refugees in the 1980s, fleeing the civil war in their homeland. The first pilgrimage to Kevela was back in 1987, when around 50 people made the journey. In the years since, the numbers have swelled to around 10 to 15,000. In the main square, long queues have already formed in front of the Gnadenkapelle, or Chapel of Mercy. The chapel houses one of the main reasons the pilgrims started coming here, the miraculous picture of the Madonna that has brought fame to Kevela. As they file past, some people hold up their children to get a closer look at the tiny copper plate print. Father Bennett Fernando, a Tamil Catholic priest based in Germany and one of the organisers of this year's pilgrimage, explains that the Sri Lankan people make a close connection between the Madonna in Kevela and a similar shrine back home in Madu. In honour of the occasion, they're dressed up in their Sunday best, women in jewel-coloured saris, girls in frilly party dresses, and boys in smart shirts and trousers. Father Bennett Fernando says the reasons for the pilgrimage are social as well as religious.
I think this is time for a people to come together for prayer, where they find inner peace. And also, on the other side, this is the time for the people to, for the social gathering. All the people who had been displaced from Sri Lanka, they live all around in Europe. So this is the, for them an occasion to come together for the celebration.
And these pilgrims emphasize how important family is to them.
My sister's here and my lot of relations are here. And we have to speak some little bit and enjoy something.
I wanted to participate in this celebration with my relatives. So I came from London with my relatives here.
After the mass has ended, the pilgrims move on to the next important part of the day. Indian and Sri Lankan traders have set up a temporary market behind the Kevela Basilica.
They're all different prices. No, all different prices.
Tell me what you're doing today.
We're selling saris.
And so you have a business in London and you've come
absolutely
all the way out to Germany?
That's right, absolutely. Sorry? This one is 16 euros.
And do you come every year?
No, this is the first time.
And what do you think of it?
It's fantastic.
They're selling so many Indian foods, right? Rolls, vade, and mustard.
Indian Sri Lankan.
Yeah, Sri Lankan also,
Sri
right?
Sri Lankan food.
Yeah, and some spicy foods as well. Mixer, and bakoda, and some mangoes as well, right?
Between the stalls selling clothes and food, you can find toys and other goods. Even small statues of the Hindu god Ganesha, with its distinctive elephant head. That's because a large proportion of the Tamil pilgrims who come to Kevela are Hindu, not Catholic. They worship the Madonna in the same way as their Christian compatriots. Albert Kuhlen, a priest from the Diocese of Aachen, who's been closely involved with the Tamil community in Germany for many years, says all of them are praying for peace in their homeland.
Officially, the war is over since 2 years, but what I told in the church, the war is over, but there's no peace. I know each family who is here today has one of these relations, friends, or who died in this war. This is a very strong feeling. So their feeling is also that the war is not over for them because there's no peace.
Back in the main square in Kevela, peace has descended after the long day. Thousands of candles flicker in the evening light as the pilgrims make their way home to all corners of Europe. Joanna Impey, Deutsche Welle Radio, Kevela.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.